Hey,
welcome back to Spill the Tea Unfiltered.
Hey guys. So Lauren, how was your week?
Oh, it was good. I had a soup night with some friends, which you were supposed to be at, but it's okay. You had a lot going on.
Oh, I was so stressed out, guys.
It was like one of those nights where everybody brings a different soup and then you like have this small little like muffin tin. So you fill a little bit in each tin. So you get to sample a bunch of different soups.
I really missed out, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. It was a lot of fun. And then we had craft night. So everybody brought a craft. So like people could talk and craft. And then those of us that didn't bring crafts were either reading or we put on Pitch Perfect. So we were all having a good time watching that because it's been a while since
I really missed out. I hate that I missed that.
Yeah, it was a good time. We'll definitely do something, another theme. But I love that it's the same place that where we did the 90s theme food, which was really fun because it was like Gushers and fruit roll-ups and Lunchables and like, you know, Dino Nuggets, like the stuff we ate as kids.
I really like going to a themed party.
Me too.
Like any theme, whether it be, you know, a TV show theme or like a decades theme. Like if it's a theme, I want to be there.
Same.
I want to be fully dedicated into this.
Is this a millennial thing? Like, do we love themes or does the younger generation love themed parties as much as we do? I don't know what it is, but I feel like we grew up with themes.
I feel like our parents like embedded into us because I know like my mom is a really big party planner.
Yeah.
So like every event, every holiday was a big deal.
Yeah.
Like we were going to have the full spread. And like even my sister now, she carries the tradition.
That's true.
God bless her.
Yeah.
She's an amazing cook.
On point.
Not so much.
Same.
I was not built for it. I was built to have a cat and eat takeout.
Speaking of that cat, how was your week?
Oh my gosh, y'all. So Biggie's finally opening up. He's really blossoming and I get to see like his amazing personality now. But with that being said, we have had some trials. Mm-hmm. And one of those this week was clipping his nails.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. He hissed at me. He lost his mind on me. But in the end, I think it's really like transformed our relationship.
He knows you're the boss.
Yeah, now he knows I'm the boss. He's been like super cuddly. He literally like was brushing his face all over mine the other day. I was like, are you trying to make out with me? Like, what are you doing right now? He was like all up in my face. But like now he's attached to my hip and the next thing for us is going to be walking him. Yes, I said walking.
You're going to try to get him in a lead and actually walk the cat. And I'm very interested to see how this goes.
Look, I am excited. I think that he's going to be cool. And then we're also going to try to train him to use an actual toilet so I can get rid of the litter box.
She has high hopes, guys.
Probably too much.
Very high hopes. But yeah, so I believe you have some screenshots for us today.
I do.
Listen, these dating profile, like dating sites are crazy. I'm still not on them yet. I'm going to have to give in eventually to like screenshot some of my own stuff, but I'm scared because I haven't been on him in a year and I'm like, I
literally only get on here for content purposes at this point.
Yeah.
Like I know that like I'm not ready to be in a relationship and I also know that this is not where I'm going to find a relationship at this point because I've been on the dating websites long enough to know that like
this ain't
I don't want to be your next swipe.
Yeah.
That's just it. Like, I don't want to be the next swipe for you.
Yeah.
If you want to meet me organically in a grocery store or
that's a part of the problem is I feel like men don't come up to women anymore either in public. But also, like, I don't know. Part of me is like half the men that do are probably married. And so that's also gross.
I will justify their action on that, though, because how many times has a guy walked up to you and asked you for your number while you were with a group of friends and you're like, oh, no, like, oh, let me give him a fake number. I imagine it has to be kind of intimidating for them at this point.
Maybe. I never gave fake numbers, but
I have.
But I'm also an asshole, so I would just be like, no.
And that's the difference between us. I once got asked out on a date while I was at Red Lobster with my girlfriends. This guy asked for my number and funny story. I gave him a fake number and he tried calling it while I was standing there. And obviously my phone didn't ring. So
I mean,
awkward.
Get on him with the, you know, I'm going to call your ass out on it if it's not real.
But he was at the restaurant with his mother. It was weird.
Right.
And they looked very religious and it was my 21st birthday and I was in this tiny little dress.
You're like, I'm trying not to be religious tonight.
I was not being religious. I'm sorry, God.
Yeah, that was, I mean, you were a lot younger. You were, you know, doing your thing.
I was spiraling.
Yeah.
I was having a good time.
You were on your Rumspringer.
Woohoo.
Yeah, I struggle with it because, like, Dick never wore a ring. Even when we were, you know, when we were married, he never wore a ring. So I'm like, when I see guys that I like, I'll look for a ring. And if I don't see one, I'm like, but that doesn't mean anything. So I don't know. Sure. But let's see. Let's see what some.
Okay. So the first guy, we'll call him Jeremy. First off, so his photos has all of his kids in it. Three children.
Yeah. Well, for me personally, that's three too many. But also, I don't like it when they put their kids out there like that in, like, I don't know. I just feel like you can, like, put little happy faces over their faces. You know what I mean?
I feel like you're endangering your children.
Yeah, put emojis over their faces or something. Like, you don't need to put your children out there like that on a dating site. I don't love that.
Also, are you really that good of a dad, or are you trying to convince me that you're a good dad?
Right. Because we know for a fact people are on there saying, I'm a great dad, but then they actually don't even see their kids.
Right. Like, a photo doesn't matter to me. Like, what do your actions look like?
Yeah. Yeah. Happily divorced. Okay. But I don't know. It's like
50-50, custody, an active parent, engineer. I'm a licensed professional in my respective field. I structure my days around spiritual, mental, and physical well-being, looking for someone emotionally mature and drama-free. Honest, who knows what they want?
I have a feeling that a lot of the men, not a feeling, I know for a fact that a lot of men that say they don't want drama are the drama.
Typically, they are the drama, for sure.
Also, lives like an hour away from here, so why are you looking an hour outside of your town?
Right, like, do you have a wife at home you're hiding from?
Mm.
You're like, not happily divorced?
Yeah, right. Like, I'm like,
It's not 50-50 custody. It's actually 100-100. You just tell me 50-50 because you're going to have the kids on the date.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's weird. I just don't trust that. I don't trust it when men say that they don't like drama, because I'm like, why do you feel the need to say that? Because then are you the drama? Because Dick still to this day says that, like, I don't like drama. I'm like, sir, you slept with 20 plus women while
you
we were together.
You are the drama.
You hid children.
Like, you're the tea.
Because I made a podcast, I'm the drama. No, I'm just calling you out on your shit. There's a difference.
So
this guy,
we have another guy. He says that he's a small town dad living the life in the fast lane. Another fast lane.
I hate that saying. The amount of men who, like, first of all, that's ChatGPT all day, but the amount of men who are like, I like living life in the fast lane. I'm living life in the fast lane. I'm like, no, you're a small town dad living in life in the fast lane. Shut the fuck up. No, you're not. Like, you're just a normal human. Like, you're not living life in the fast lane. Like, what men think, oh, I'm cool. They think they're cool. I don't like it. This is why we don't get on dating apps.
Literally. So the next guy, we'll name him Troy. He says, what you see is what you get. Just going with the flow. Another Valentine's Day alone, it looks like. It almost makes me sad.
Not me. Because I'm like, first of all, like, don't, he's trying to get pity dates. And I'm like, listen, I don't give a shit.
Look, it's another Valentine's Day alone. He needed the pity dates.
That's true. But I don't care. Like, I don't I did a whole anti-Valentine's Day photo shoot. It was great. But I just don't, it's a made up holiday. It's literally about a massacre. It's literally a holiday about murder. And then I got shit for doing an anti-Valentine's Day shoot. And I was like, you idiots do know where Valentine's Day comes from, right?
Right.
Like, it was a massacre. So why, I mean, because I'm stabbing something, it's on brand. And it's not my fault that you're an idiot. But no, that to me just says that he wants, and the fact that he's not serious, if he's he's in his late 40s, his first picture is a meme. And it says looking for chatting, friendship, and something casual or long term. Sir.
So anything he can get.
You're old.
Literally, what I read from that is anything that he can get.
Yeah. Desperate.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Desperate. That's what
bless his heart. All right. So the next one, we'll name Roy, says he's a proud dad of two amazing young men who keep life fun and meaningful. I enjoy fishing, hiking, and spontaneous vacations whenever I can escape. I'm at church on Sunday, big animal lover. I'm always up for great steak, but I'm happy trying something new. Nights might include action movies, crime shows, and occasional video games. I'm genuinely curious about what you enjoy and always open to new experiences. Dash. So tell me, what do you like?
So he was doing so good. And then the dash means he ChatGPT'd the entire thing.
Absolutely. 100%. You could have took the dash out. We would have never knew.
Yeah. Like, at least try to take the dash out and not make it obvious that you use ChatGPT because you can't write your own bio.
Bless his heart.
Listen, I'm nothing against ChatGPT, but you got to at least try, right?
Right.
Like, on the, like, at least proofread it, make sure it makes sense, take out the dashes. Like, we use ChatGPT for stuff all the time.
All the time.
Like, for social media and everything else. Like, it's a thing. But, like, on a dating profile, if you're trying to show a woman that you care, if you don't even care enough to write your own bio, are you really trying to date?
Right.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, boy. He's fun.
So David is 27. His mission, if you choose to accept it.
Or is, our mission.
Yeah.
Your mission? His mission? I don't know.
I don't even know.
See, I think, did he put this in ChatGPT too? Because it doesn't really make sense.
He definitely did ChatGPT. It literally has an emoji for the.
It says your mission, like it's him.
Yeah.
Okay, so this
but
is
then
like.
Then he slips into down here where it like switches over.
Yeah, it switches over to a different. Like talking about it. I don't know. It's weird. Okay. Do you want to read it at least?
Yeah. So your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to take a cute girl on a date. Intel confirms she loves coffee and Mexican food.
Well, we're making assumptions there, but okay. Some girls don't drink coffee.
I do, but maybe not everybody.
I love Mexican food, but I do not drink coffee.
Infiltrate her DMs with something interesting and await a reply. 3 to 4 business days. Sorry, I never check my Tinder.
So
that's where he like switches up.
Yeah.
Like, did he read his ChatGPT that he submitted in?
Yeah, because my thing is I'm like, so wait, were you saying she doesn't reply for 3 to 4 days? But then it makes it seem like he doesn't reply because he doesn't check his Tinder, which also, is this even Tinder?
No. It's Facebook. But thanks for telling me you have several different platforms.
Right. So you have several platforms that you're looking for somebody on, which again, okay, but like also
reminds me of when Chip Guy told me that he met me on Facebook dating.
Yeah.
And we met in person.
So dumb. They're dumb. They're dumb. This message will self-destruct if you swipe left. He's trying to be funny.
He even hashtagged it. Do we hashtag on dating sites?
Hashtag grateful heart.
Hashtags don't work on dating sites.
That's weird.
The whole thing, weird.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it. Again, like an hour away too. So go away. If you're not in our town, leave. Quit trying to get us. Oh.
All right. And let's talk about Joe. Okay. So he is currently going through a divorce. He has 2 kids and his dog. He is looking for something long-term with the right person, Navy veteran, blue-collar worker, and I have my life together, is what he claims.
You have your life together, but you're currently going through a divorce, so what the fuck are you doing on a dating app?
Did you even give your time, like, self any time to heal?
Did you go to therapy? Did you do any self-work? Because it wasn't all her. I guarantee you that.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Hmm.
Honesty, communication, and loyalty are very important to him.
Mm.
He doesn't smoke, doesn't do drugs, or get drunk.
Good on him. Good on him for that.
You know, maybe he doesn't do that. But it is a little suspicious that he is still going through divorce. So, ladies, he's not divorced.
Yeah.
He's just going through a divorce.
Yeah.
There's a big difference.
The bottom of it said, distance doesn't bother me, but if you only match to sell content, kindly fuck off.
Oops.
Listen, well, we didn't match him.
Yeah, that's true. We didn't match.
We're going to use it for content, though, because you said that. You should probably... That last sentence rubs me the wrong way, too, because it's like...
Kindly fuck off.
Well, my thing is I'm like, who did he match with that he probably rubbed the wrong way, and then she used that against him? And and he's pissed.
Right.
Like maybe it's a situation like this where the whoever it was has a podcast or has something with their socials and then they used it against him and he got pissed off because he's a piece of shit.
Or they asked him if he wants some pics and then found out he had to pay for them. And he's poor from his divorce.
Yeah. Or yeah, whatever. I mean, but it's just weird. But you're still going through a divorce. If you are still going through a divorce, do not be on dating apps. What are you doing? Like, you're not giving yourself enough time to heal at all. Like, you can't say you got your shit together if you're still actively married. And you probably shouldn't be jumping into something right away. So,
right.
Wild behavior. Yeah. So we have a story. All right. And this story comes with trigger warnings for talk of sexual abuse and animal abuse.
Not the animals.
I know.
I mean, not her either, but the animals.
Yeah. So it says, I attempted dating again through Plenty of Fish after getting out of a rough relationship. There was a guy from London who messaged me and told me that I seemed like an interesting person and he wanted to get to know me, whether that be as a friend or something more. After looking through his profile, he seemed like he was a unique character. She doesn't remember the details other than his picture. Because this was, I think she prefaced the beginning of this saying this was about 8 years ago.
Which I mean, makes that was sense about for Plenty of Fish. That, yeah, POF yeah. was a thing.
He was from another country, so, and one that she's was interested in visiting. He had all sorts of tattoos and piercings that she thought was cool. I would normally not like date someone like that, she said, or associate with somebody like that, because I'm basic and boring is what she says.
You're not basic, honey.
But you know, she's probably like, well, they said he wants to maybe even get to know me as a friend. Yeah. They live in, I mean, say less. You live in a different country. Like I'm as a traveler.
Oh, like I was literally when you were talking about this a second ago, I was like, is that what I need to do? Like, should maybe. I just get on the dating website and start going to like other countries you know, I want to visit? Do that.
When people, when they go overseas, a lot of times they'll get on the dating apps and like find like a local to take them around. Now, granted, you could get murdered that way. So be careful.
I just need to go back to Hawaii and then find a local and then maybe like
fall in love.
And then I could just stay.
See, I'm thinking I'm going to go to Europe because just the transportation there is so easy. You can just
we could try our shot in Europe this year.
There we go. That's what we should do. Actually, we need to try our shot in Montana, get our cowboys when we go.
My mother-in-law is going to make sure of it. Okay. She talks about it all the time.
I love to go horseback riding. If there's a hot cowboy involved, that's fine with me. Okay. So she says she entertained the conversation because she could always use a new friend. She wasn't able to get out of the house much at that point due to a debilitating health condition that left her unable to move like she did before. So having friends to talk to was important. She asked about his piercings. He had two big gauges in his ears, as well as a septum piercing. He told me about his nipple piercings and another one called a Prince Albert.
Ooh.
She had no clue what that was.
Bless her heart.
So being as naive as I was during the conversation and not doing my research before my response, I asked him what a Prince Albert was. Without warning, he straight up sent me pictures with a piercing sticking out from the pee hole and the circle around underneath it.
Another unsolicited pic.
Yeah, because I mean, in that case, he probably thought that she was looking for it. Maybe. Still, like maybe just ask before you send any dick pics.
Like just explain it. Like, hey, it's a piercing.
It's a piercing on my wee wee. So, but I thought maybe it was unintentionally warranted since I asked him what the piercing was. I made a joke about it and said that probably hurt like hell. And he said, oh, it absolutely did. And then moved on from the conversation as if he didn't just send that photo. Things were fine after that. They talked casually about hobbies. And then the topic came up about each other's families. And she's really close to hers. She says a good bit of them live close to each other and we get together regularly to hang out. He said he wished he was closer to his family, but that would never happen. I asked him if he wanted to talk about it. He said he would, but she was afraid. He was afraid she would judge him. Normally, I'm quite open to other people for who they are and whatever they've been through. No one's perfect. And we've all made mistakes at some point in our lives and still do today, which is true. She seems very emotionally intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she just, with her debilitating, health condition, she just didn't get out of the house as much. So she doesn't know all the unfortunate things that we know.
And this was 8 years ago.
Right. So. Yeah. This was a long time ago too. So she was younger. So, so she says, it's how we go from those mistakes, that make a difference in our future. So I told him that I'm open to hear what he had to say and that I wouldn't judge. Well, I lied. It sounds like she did judge, but she says she had a good reason. He talked about living with his parents and his sister as a kid, but he was kicked out and ended up living with his grandmother until he was also kicked out from her place and had to live on his own at that point. I asked what happened, and he talked about having an addiction to sex.
Ooh.
The addiction started in his early teens when he was watching porn, masturbating the whole nine yards. The addiction started when he was in his early teens and he lived with his parents and sister and he acted on them. He would play doctor or husband or wife as an excuse to touch his sister inappropriately for years until he got caught in the act one day.
Oh my gosh.
Hmm.
I didn't see that coming.
I didn't either. And also, I'm judging the fuck out of him too.
Me too. Me too. I'm surprised he even like openly admitted it.
Yeah.
Almost like good on him for admitting it.
Yeah, but at the same time, like chemical castration needs to happen.
Something
like he ruined his sister's life. I guarantee you his sister 100%. Has had to deal with that shit. Like, I just, I can't stand that. So that's when he was kicked out with his parents and moved to his grandmother's house. He didn't touch his grandmother, dear God.
Well, I hope not.
But he continued to masturbate and watch porn. His grandmother told him to stop watching porn or he wouldn't be allowed to live with her either. And he didn't stop. Eventually, he was caught and was kicked out again. At this point, I'm completely overwhelmed. Yeah, I would be too. If somebody that I didn't know was telling me this story, I would be completely overwhelmed. I really don't know. I really didn't know what to say. But I remember telling him that I'd be open to what he has to say about his family and wouldn't judge him on his past experiences. So I responded by saying that the things from his past was horrible and that I was sorry for his sister and what she had to go through. But I was also sorry that he couldn't control his sex addiction back then. And I hoped he'd been able to control it since. So she was trying to be nice to him, which is good and way better than I would have been. So good on you. He told me that unfortunately he wasn't able to control it completely.
Oh,
I asked him what he meant by that. And I absolutely ask regretting that or regret asking that.
This isn't where the animals come into play.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He has a male dog living with him in his apartment. And sometimes whenever porn or masturbation doesn't cut it and cut his need for sexual gratification, he'll suck his dog's wee wee and get the dog riled up. Chemical castration. Like I said, I'm so grossed out.
See this turning this way. I wasn't ready, y'all.
You're so addicted to sex that you have to want or touch a child who's a relative or a child at all.
Suck off a dog.
Suck off wee-wee? A dog.
That doesn't even give you any type of pleasure.
Is he gay?
I don't know what he is at this point.
Because if you're,
there are demons.
Yeah, I mean deep demons in that. Yeah, absolutely.
He needs an exorcism ASAP.
Unfortunately, I didn't know his exact whereabouts or who to even contact to report the animal abuse, but I absolutely blocked his ass after he admitted that. And then I deleted the messages in my entire profile afterwards. To this day, no one knows about this guy or the conversation we had, at least not until now. I hope he's gotten help, but or there's been justice for his addiction and behavior and that his poor dog is okay. I guess the moral of the story is listen to the red flags going off in your head. They were waving loud and clear with that unwarranted dick for the guy, for him showing me his Prince Albert piercing. But I kept on with the conversation because he seemed to have the intention of being friends with me and nothing else based on the rest of our conversation before that picture was sent. Also, really be careful with who you're talking to on the internet. There are some major creeps out there with very bad intentions. And I'm sure that if I lived anywhere near that guy, he would have acted out his bad intentions on me.
I am so glad that she did not like just start talking to him for a short time and go meet somewhere with him, because she's absolutely right. Like, he could have raped her.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he can't hold back on his dog
or his sister
Like,
that's my thing is like, how many women has he probably like date raped or done something to?
A lot.
If he has that big of an addiction to it. I mean, it sucks that he was in another country too, because I don't know that there was anything she could have even done anyway. The laws over there, I'm sure they have laws against that in the UK, but they're a little,
at least the animal stuff for sure.
Yeah, they're a little different over there than we are over here. But also shame on his parents.
Right.
Because how dare they not? I mean, if I was the parents, I wouldn't have just kicked him out. I would have like
put him therapy.
Also, like he would have went to juvie.
Yeah.
Like I would have reported him because if he has a sex addiction, that's going to stay forever. So therefore he needs to be on the sex offender registry. I don't know if they have sex offender registries in the UK, but if he was here in the US, he would need to be on a sex offender registry.
You're right. But it does make me wonder, like, what happened to him as a child to bring that on so early on? Like, did anything happen or was he like born with this? Did the demon get him in his sleep and just right through the mouth?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know. I mean, in my abuse situation with my neighbor, his dad was the one making him do everything to us. So like that way he could get away with like he wasn't touching us. His son was touching us. But he was watching and hiding in like the closet. So it was super creepy. So in his situation, like it was his dad doing this because, and I guess it also depends on how old he was. Like we didn't have ages in there. So like,
that's true.
Was he a teenager, you know, after puberty and stuff?
And that would make more sense. But like if he was a little one.
Yeah, right. If he was young, like in my situation, my abuser was like 7 or 8.
Yeah.
So he was also being abused. But in this situation, almost seems like he might have been like a preteen or teenager. And at that age, you know what you're doing is wrong. You know you're not supposed to be touching your sister.
Absolutely.
So, and once you got kicked out of the house, like where did you, and you were with grandma, like did you, at school, were you touching people? I don't know. That's just gross. So I'm glad that she blocked him and that she didn't give him any of her personal information so that she could get the hell away from him. But that just goes to show, ladies, that there are some really big creeps out there doing some nasty stuff, including to dogs and animals. It's just gross. So be careful out there when you're on these dating sites and don't give away your information too quick. Don't
always meet in a public place.
Yeah. Always have your friends, like we follow each other's locations. Always, you know, have people that know where you are at all times and send like the name, the picture from the profile to your friend, someone you trust. So that way, you know, there's a starting place if something was to happen. So.
Right. Because there's also serial killers on these dates, dating websites. So.
Yeah. The Craigslist killer. That was a thing back when Craigslist was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's always, I think there's like 250 active serial killers of all times or something like that. Like there's, it's a crazy number.
Yeah.
So yeah, just everybody be safe when you're dating because you never know what's actually out there. And if you feel the hairs go up, the tingles, believe them.
It's not butterflies.
It's not butterflies. And you're not being like overly cautious. You're not being judgmental. It is your body telling you that something weird is happening.
It is 100% okay to draw boundaries at any time.
Boundaries are great.
We love them.
We do. We do. So that was a crazy story that I didn't see coming.
I really didn't see it coming. I was not ready.
So keep your stories coming in for us and send us messages on any of our socials or shoot us an email. Everything is linked on our YouTube and everything is linked on our socials. So give us a follow. Spill the Tea Unfiltered.
See you next week.
See you next week. This episode is proudly brought to you by the law firm Ryan and Rouse. If you or a loved one have been injured or need legal help for changing family circumstances, contact the personal injury and family law attorneys at Ryan and Rouse today at 256-801-1000 or visit them online at www.alabamalaw.com. When your future is on the line, don't go at it alone.